I'm so excited to celebrate 20 years of having Keeper Soul here.
And we are celebrating all year long, just the 20 years in the making, and we have a lot of fun events coming up this year.
The beauty of collaborating with people in East Texas, sometimes even East Texans don't realize what gems we have here. It's better for you to be drinking a Texas winery wine than a winery from out of state. But I'd love to see what wines you guys are drinking that are not Keeper Soul. Look how amazing the product is coming out of our own state.
Welcome to the Keeper Soul Texas podcast, and today I'm joined by Ron Martin, who's a local right here in the Keeper Soul States. He's also a really good friend of ours. He's a Texas wine specialist and a Texas wine lover. How you doing, Ron?
I'm doing fine, Mike.
I'm kind of curious. I want to learn a little bit more about your history. I know you know quite a bit about a lot of different Texas wines and wines in general. Could you talk to us a little bit about your history and your journey into wine?
Actually, I rarely drank wine until about 2010 when a doctor told me that I needed to stop drinking craft beers. So I started my journey drinking Pinot Noirs, which is the lightest structured wine that I could tolerate. And it made a trip to Napa Valley in 2011, where we were on the search for the best Napa Pinot Noirs. Quickly kind of ran the course of that, and in 2012 went back to Napa and discovered dry reds, cabs, syrahs, zinfandels, merlots. You know, that was the beginning of enjoying a lot of good wines.
So you were living in Texas but then went to California and
absolutely. And, okay. I had very little exposure. I'd made some trips to Keeper Soul but probably prior to really understanding good wine, but something happened in June of 2014. We actually moved to Keeper Soul. So we actually live on the wine estate here. And obviously being a neighbor of Keeper Soul, we began to enjoy some really good quality Texas wine. And it opened up our eyes to what's out there. Our first trip to the 290 corridor down at Fredericksburg, where I think at the time there were 60 wineries between Johnson City and in Fredericksburg, it opened our eyes to not just great wines in East Texas with Keeper Soul, but there are a lot of good Texas wines.
Did you know when you moved into the States that you're moving to a vineyard, or was that one of the selling points for you? Or?
Yeah, we were downsizing, moving from our dream home into something that was a little more comfortable for two people. And so how do you go from a dream home to a much smaller home? How do you make up that? And the answer was the neighborhood. This has been a great, there are about 60 residences that kind of wind through the vineyard. You just feel a part of what's going on. For instance, this morning as I drove over here, they're pruning vines. So it's just exciting the day harvest starts to see all the activity and start working on the next vintage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to have bud break here in just a few weeks probably. And so it's definitely exciting. What are some Texas wines, now that you've had some exposure and tried some different wines, what are some Texas wines that you would suggest that people should try? If they've never had a Texas wine, what are some of the brands or styles or varietals that people should try to?
Well, I wouldn't say there's specific varietals. Okay. I'm a red wine drinker, so
okay.
But there are some excellent white wines out there. We try to force ourselves to drink some whites, but we'll pair red with about anything. We found in all parts of the state, we've actually visited 61 wineries, Texas wineries, since 2016. I'd have to say it's hard for me to say where do you find good Texas wines. How we find good Texas wines, I'm a member of a group called the Texas Wine Lovers. They have two sites. One's a website that does blogs. They promote the Texas wine industry. A gentleman by the name of Jeff Cope founded that. It's got an interactive map, and it allows us, say we're going to go make a trip to North Texas. It allows us to, on the map, to identify what the wineries are in that area, and even to research them to the extent we can find their website, their hours that they're open, contact information, and even if Jeff and the Texas Wine Lovers have written a blog about it, it will, we can go in and read the blogs to really hone in. We try to do 3 to 4 wineries a day, so we want them to be quality visits. We're members of Lost Draw Cellars. We're members of a small little winery north of Dallas called Eden Hill, which makes good. And from time to time, we change which memberships we belong to.
Okay, interesting. So it sounds like you guys really capitalize on the tool that Texas Wine Lovers really built to do a lot of your research.
Yeah, well, there's two parts of it. There's the part I just mentioned about the interactive map and the information that's available through articles written or blogs written. Also, another site called the Texas Wine Lover website, and it's a Facebook group. There's about 900 members in there right now, and what that is a sharing group. So Texas Wine Lover is for somebody who likes Texas wine. It's just promoting Texas wine. Texas Wine Lover group are for Texans who love wine.
Okay.
So you can promote, not promote, but we share information on wine. Yeah. So I'm drinking this William Chris Tannat tonight. What's everybody else drinking? And you get this whole list of people who are sharing a picture of the bottle of wine they're drinking for the evening. Yeah. Many of which you didn't even know about the winery.
Right.
Or about a particular wine that was out there and available.
Mm-hmm.
That group has been invaluable for us as we traveled around the state visiting wineries. We went to West Texas last year. There were several in the group that actually had been out there and shared contact information. And in fact, in some of the cases, by the time we got to the winery, we already knew the person was waiting for us to get there. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, really, really was helpful.
Well, yeah, and that's it's so interesting how, you know, we've gone from small communities, you know, where, you know, used to go to the diner to go find out what everybody was doing, and now we've got sort of expanded in the world, and now we have this technology that has brought us back together, but specifically niched in wine, you know, specifically with the Texas Wine Lover, it seems like we can really meet other like-minded people and even discover things that you didn't even know about just by word of mouth.
Even for the number of wineries we visited, there's so much. There's over 450 wineries in the state of Texas.
Yeah.
So just, I mean, certainly in my lifetime, I'll never see all 450 of them. So it's just really, it's quality information that allows you to focus kind of on the best. And mm-hmm. and so we continue to use it, and anybody can use that.
I know that you're Texas Wine Specialist. Can you talk a little bit about the numbers as far as what the Texas wine industry is doing in the market, world market?
Texas actually is the fifth largest producer of wine in the nation, right behind Washington. It is in Texas a $13.1 billion industry. It adds $13.1 billion to the Texas economy. So, you know, it's a big industry. And there's about 5,600 acres of grapes planted in Texas today. Most of them in West Texas. Mm-hmm. In fact, there's a county, Terry County, has about 2,600 of those acres. If you ever get a chance, it's between Lubbock and Brownfield. It's pretty amazing to go out and see all these vineyards in the middle of cotton field. Right. I understand the economics are that a cotton farmer can take 3,000 acres of cotton and replace it with a 100-acre vineyard because primarily of the water situation. It requires about a third of the water. But what most people don't realize is the AVA, the area, that growing area out there, has growing conditions that are very similar to Napa Valley.
Mm,
okay. Cool nights, warm days.
Yeah, yeah, and that's definitely key, especially with certain varietals. So, well, if you guys are at all interested in joining the Texas Wine Lover group or want to learn more about Texas wine, go to texaswinelover.com. Please come on out. You might even see Ron here on a Keepersall tour as you're touring the winery here, and come say hi. But he would love to talk to you or give you some advice on if you're doing like a wine crawl, if you want to call it that, and go and try different wineries. He's got all kinds of great ideas and stories, as well as talk about Keepersall. Thank you so much for being on.
I enjoyed it very much.
Yeah, we'll definitely have you back on. It sounds like we have a lot we could talk about.
Yeah, I'd love to share one of our trips sometime. Okay. My wife and I will do our research and load up in the car and head off.
Yeah, I think that'd be useful. I think it'd be really interesting to talk about like the process of, you know, a day date or a date to go out and try different wineries, or how you do your research so that people can kind of have a step-by-step. That'd be a lot of fun. So, all right. Well, thanks again, Robin.
Thank you.
We'll see you guys later.